That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This is the podcast where we keep you up to date on everything that goes down in hip hop music culture. It's brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and I am one of your hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
All right, it's Tuesday, and unfortunately, it is another sad day in music, sad day in hip hop culture, sad day in general, man. We have to report that Takeoff of the Migos was killed at just the age of 28 years old in Houston. So we have all of the details that we have so far on what happened. Let's go ahead and jump into it, man. We hate starting off the podcast like this. Like, we hate having to come in and report stuff like this, but there's been yet another shooting in rap. Takeoff was gunned down at a place called 810 Billards and Bowling in downtown Houston during the early hours of this morning.
Yes, so law enforcement sources and like multiple witnesses are saying that this incident went down a little bit after 2:30 a.m. local time, and that is when the cops got the call for a man being shot at the bowling alley. And what happened was, they're saying that Takeoff and Quavo were there playing dice, and then an altercation had broke out, and that's when someone opened fire, shooting Takeoff, and it says either in the head or near his head, and then he was just pronounced dead on the scene.
Yeah, and then when that first happened, there was also reports going out that Quavo was also shot. We now know that that's not true. And it was really Takeoff who's the one that was shot, as well as two other people that were also shot. But they are still alive, as far as we know. So, yeah, then Houston police got on Twitter earlier this morning, and they said that they responded to a shooting. They didn't want to reveal the person's name at the time when they first got on and announced it. They said that they were going to notify the family first, and then they would reveal the identity after that, which I think is the respectful thing to do in a situation like this. Like, don't just come right out and say, hey, it was this person, it was that person. Make sure these people's relatives know the situation first. Like, I get it's a noteworthy individual, it's a rapper, everybody knows him, so everybody wants to be the first one to come out and tell people who it is. But these people have families, so I'm glad that the Houston police did decide to have some decency in that. But the rest of y'all, we can't say the same for y'all. Y'all are online circulating pictures of this man's body. You're circulating pictures of Quavo standing over him in distress. Like, it's a lot, man. It's funny. No matter how many times it happens, you still can't believe that people would think to do that in that moment. Like, you see someone get shot in front of you, and your instinct is to take out a camera phone and record that person, take video, take pictures. Like, I will never understand that. But that's what a lot of people were doing. And even TMZ, when they reported on it, they attached some photos of Takeoff actually lying there on the ground. And granted, they blurred out the gunshot wound because it was, you know, near his head or by his neck or wherever it was. But still, like, why are y'all showing photos of this man laid out bleeding out? Like, that will always confuse me.
Yeah, that confuses me too, because it's like, that's already gruesome in itself. Like, to see somebody get shot and, you know, blood splattered and things like that. And then you just okay with taking a picture and taking video of it. Like, I don't know. It is weird. But like, thankfully, like you said, they did blur out the image, but still, like, you put two and two together. Like, it's just still like a tough picture to keep looking at, you know?
Yeah, and when it all went down, before the police actually put out Takeoff's name, one Twitter user put it out there, and he said, RIP Takeoff, that was sickening to see that happen to you. He minded his business the whole night. I'm sick. So now you kind of get a picture of what's going on. Glad that this person obviously didn't share a photo with it, but they were basically saying, like, whatever was going on in the dice game, Takeoff was not being aggressive in the situation, or he was not the one that was starting the issue, or, like, you know, trying to escalate things. Because there is a, well, it's an unofficial report, but people that were there saying that there was a dice game going on, and Quavo was allegedly, this is all alleged, allegedly getting beat or whatever, and there was an altercation of some sort. Things got aggressive. They didn't say whether Quavo started the aggression or the other people started the aggression. And then they said Takeoff got up to see what was happening, and that's when the shots started. So if we're to take that story at its word and take this person saying what happened to Takeoff, that just makes all of this even sadder, because it's like all of this over a dice game. That sounds crazy when you hear that. Takeoff shot at 28 over altercation at dice game. Like, that's insane. That is an insane way for your life to end. 28 years old, you never made it out of your 20s because people got mad at a dice game. Also will never make sense to me. Like, I will never be able to wrap my mind around that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Like, I saw the, yeah, like you said, the unofficial reports of like what happened or other witnesses saying what happened. And it's really, it made it seem like really just Takeoff stood up, and that's, he was in the way of whatever shots were being fired, and he got hit instead of, I guess, Quavo was about to get hit instead, because he was the one arguing in the dice game. And just, it's just sad that Takeoff was just right there. And but even, why are you shooting at the dice game anyway? And you're playing with the damn Migos, like, why would you, like, what are you doing? So I wonder if they're gonna, I don't think they've said who it was or if they caught anybody yet, or I haven't seen anything, but I figured it'd be kind of easy to see because they know who was there at the game. So
y'all record everybody else. That's the thing that gets me too in these situations. Like, y'all are recording everything. You record people with a gunshot wound in their face, their head, whatever. You'll record their loved ones standing over them crying for help. But somehow the person who did it is never on camera. That's the thing. That's wild to me. But to be 28 years old, to have just put out an album, to have just started a brand new group. Yes, your old group came to an end. You started a brand new group. You guys put out an album under that group name. You're on all of these different outlets. You guys are cracked the top 10 on the Billboard 100. Like, to have all of that going on in your life, to essentially be starting a new chapter going into your 30s, as you near your 30s, and to have that cut short over something like this, it would be bad whatever the situation was. Obviously, you know, anybody losing their life, whatever scenario, is sad, but over this, that's a different level of sad, man. I really, really want to send condolences to his family, because that's just, dang, like, going out like this, horrible.
Yeah, it's tragic. When I got in a text message first about the news or whatever, I didn't even see any articles. I'm just like, what? Takeoff dead? Dice game? Houston? Like, I was like, there's no way. And then I started seeing all the reports, and then TMZ reporting it, and other outlets like reporting it in live time. And it was just, I just couldn't believe it. I was shocked. I was like, are we serious right now? But yeah, condolences to everybody. I wonder what Quavo's going to say. And of course, Offset, the whole Migos situation, like, we'll see.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be more details to come out about it, though, because even on Takeoff's story, I know that they said that he was with Jazz Prince, who is Jay Prince's son. So that's another thing, like, essentially being with the right people out in Houston or whatever the case is. And then something like this happening, all of that, I'm sure more details are going to come out about all of that. I'm sure either Jazz or Jay Prince, whatever, one of them will say something about it in regards to it. Yeah, other than that, I think it'll be a while before we hear something from either Quavo or Offset or anybody from QC, the label, any of that. Like, I think it'll be a little minute before we hear from them. But you kind of want to know more details. But then again, it's just like, no matter how many details we learn, it still all goes back to this was over a dice game. Like, that is the craziest part about all of this. And the fact that this is happening, like, every other week, it feels like. We're always coming in reporting on something like this, and it's always with the rappers. That's the thing. Like, what is it about rap specifically, these rap artists specifically, that is making this continue to happen? That's what we have to examine and look at here. A part of it, I think, is just a general disrespect for life now. And I think all of it is happening so often that we're kind of getting desensitized to it. So people feel like it's nothing. Yeah, it's nothing to shoot and kill somebody and throw their life away and throw my life away. A lot of people are starting to feel like that. I think more people than ever before, even if we zoom out and take the lens off rap specifically, you look at all these mass shootings that are happening. That is a disregard for life. That's a disrespect for life. I don't care. I don't care if I shoot and kill 13 people, because I don't care about life. And I don't care if I get killed in the process, because I don't care about life. I feel like it's the same thing here. Like, it's just people with a disregard for life. I don't have to have a good reason. A dice game is reason enough for me to shoot and kill you. Like, that's the mindset now. And I feel like the more and more that this is shown and seen in the media and people get desensitized to it, I feel like more and more people will start to feel that way. Because, yeah, every now and again, like, you look back in the 90s and earlier 2000s, it was here and there. Like, rappers got killed, but it wasn't multiple ones, 10, 15, and 20 in 1 year. Like, it was not that before. I think now, like, we're moving in a direction where there's just a total disregard for life. Like, yeah, we can die over nothing at any point. It doesn't matter. And that's just a sad direction we're going in. And I wish the media or these platforms or these websites would really do something, like, in regards to desensitizing people about this. Like, I feel like TMZ, that's a part of the problem. What they did when they wrote that article about Takeoff and they posted those photos of his body within the article, that's desensitizing people to the fact that that man is laying on the ground dead. Like, the people that are posting and resharing and retweeting videos of Quavo standing over him crying, what you're doing is you think you're just getting clicks or you're getting engagement, but you're really desensitizing people to that. Because I can name like 3 or 4 rappers that we saw that exact same thing with. Takeoff, PNB Rock, Nipsey Hussle, XXXTentacion, like all of these people, we literally saw them die on camera and it's being shared and circulated as if it's a funny meme video or something like that. It's all going towards the desensitization and making people have a further disregard of life because they don't view it as something fragile. They view it as something they just click on and scroll past. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what it's going to take to move things in the other direction.
Yeah, I don't know either, because it's like every time this happens, I feel like a lot of people always say like, okay, we got to do better. We got to, you know, be aware, or, you know, life is short and things like that. And it's like, then it just happens again. So it's like, how do you just get this through people like heads or change their ways or get media to stop, you know, posting the pictures and videos from events like this, like the whole PNB Rock where that video got circulated. And it's like, how can you just be okay with posting that? I don't know. It would take a lot to get that to stop or, you know, not be desensitized. But yeah, it's just sad that I don't know what's going to take to change it for real.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace to Takeoff. Condolences to his family, man. Prayers up to all of the Migos, whatever terms that they were on. Quavo and Offset, I know like they are going through it right now. I know Takeoff's family is going through it. So condolences to them. In an effort to at least like honor the life or the music of Takeoff and the Migos, I would like to end on the note of one of my favorite Migos freestyle moments, or one of my favorite moments of the Migos rapping ever. And especially Takeoff went in on this one, was when they went on the LA Leakers. Like that one, everybody snapped. Offset snapped. Takeoff snap, Quavo snap. But let's end it on that note. Rest in peace to Takeoff.
My bad, I forgot to mention, through the pandemic, we was still running up chicken, whipping that shit in the kitchen. You make a mention, a ticket to make you go missing, don't do the sneak dissing. I'm starting to think niggas what plan is, you niggas some bitches, while you niggas run out of money, my niggas gon' get it, cause every day government printing. How you gon' get it, just send me the ad and my niggas will ship it. 1,000,000, 20s, 50s, and 100s, sitting on the floor, look how I swim in it. Don't wanna get popped, don't open your top, you better move militant. They talking about COVID when I heard the news, I started sipping the remedy. If I got an op and you say you my brother, then it better be your enemy. I'm taking them back to the band, way back when the nigga was breaking the interim. Stay with the tree like a Timberland. Lady got guy in that Kimberly. Capital Japanese snitching, these niggas be snitching, they acting real. It's time to move
righteous, I'm moving. Come on, man. He was in that pocket. Rest in peace to Takeoff, man.
Yeah, rest in peace. It's so sad this morning. Oh, my goodness.
Definitely, definitely, man. We're going to leave it there for today. RIP Takeoff. Bump some Migos today. Stream some Migos today. And that is where we're going to leave it at. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all streaming platforms. Subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. That's Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX as well.
All righty. We'll be back at you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.